Matoki's fiddling has a whole lot of really nice, it sounds very old to me, has a real old sound to it, and there are a lot of little subtle things that she's doing, both with her bow and with her left hand, that I haven't figured it out yet. Well, Matoki, we've probably got time for a couple more. You want to do Train on the Island, John Henry, or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play some easy for a Jack.
You're still in tune, more or less? What should we do? Tune that she plays a lot and that a few people around there play, most notably, I guess, Norman Edmonds and Luther played another really nice version of it, but this is a a little more common version called Train on the Island. Toki Slaughter from Pulaski, Virginia, and we'll be around in, I don't know, Jerry, is she doing anything else this afternoon?
Not this afternoon, but Matoki will be in the concert tonight in the auditorium, and I think I'll ask her right now if she'd like to stop by the advanced banjo class in the morning, maybe about 10:30, would that be possible?
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Okay. Let's thank Matoki for coming, and Alex for coming. Fiddle tunes from Frank, with our mostly West Virginia fiddle tunes, and now we've had some banjo playing from southwestern Virginia, and I'm going to ask Bruce Green to come up now and play just a few Kentucky fiddle tunes to kind of finish out the program. Bruce, are you here? There, Bruce.
Can you stand?
Oh.
Y'all wonder what we're talking about? We'll do a tune I don't know the name for that comes from the playing of an old northern Tennessee fiddler named John Sharp. Thank you. next one's called Fanny Hill. It's a tune that I learned in Western Kentucky many years ago, and thought it was the only place you'd ever find it anywhere in the world, and turned out it's a tune that used to be pretty well known around Galax, Virginia area. Some of the fiddlers, Alice here in Doom, could play that tune. And so there it is. Put Alice to the test here, and it doesn't humiliate me, it just humiliates her. So. this is called The Indian Ate the Woodchuck, and it's comes out of eastern Kentucky from the Salyer family of Magoffin County. It's a slower piece, it's a piece that one of them that the old fiddlers say takes a lot of elbow grease to play. Thank you. I'll start on one that it's a little funny on the chords, so Alice is going to listen a minute. And except I can't think of it. Let's try something else. That is Adeline.
How many parts did it have?
It has two parts and a kind of a bridge in between, yeah, I guess you'd say. You'll have to ask her.
I finally decided that it did. But
high part goes to a major and the low part is.
That's what it seemed to me finally in the end. And I don't think that's supposed to be a D chord. It just seems to me that it might be something else. But
Tom, let me say it's very reminiscent of a pipe march. But,
I thought when you were going to do it, it sounded like it might have gone to a G, but it didn't sound like a G chord. It sounded like it was a G.
We'll work on that and try it again on you sometime. Nancy Dawson, D. She'll never do this again. Thank you. reckon our time's up. Thank you.
Back on the board there.